handy.
Oh.
Yeah, you gotta get those balls off, bro.
Gotta get them off right away.
Get them off before he starts coming all over things.
Tell him, Steve Dave.
Hello and welcome to this week's edition of Tell Him, Steve Dave. I am here with Walt.
Chillo.
And I am here with BQ.
Hello.
And in the wings, hoping to come up to the big times is Get Him, Steve Dave.
How y'all snacking?
Yeah. Keep him as quiet as possible, you think?
I think so. Let's kill that mic.
Yeah, just pot it down all the way down.
You're not charging, Walt.
What?
It's not charging.
Thank you.
I came in with big plans to talk about Thanksgiving, you know, of like, what did we do?
Man, yeah.
Something must have happened. So I'm really relying on you guys because nothing happened for me.
What do you mean? The Johnson family holiday without any stories?
No, not a one.
Oof.
Not a one. No. Everybody got along. Everything was fine.
Wow. How was the turkey fryer?
Turkey went well.
I mean, I'm personally happy for you, but it's disastrous for the show.
It's – I was thinking the same thing. I was like, should I have started something just
– Agent provocateur.
Just have something to talk about.
Yeah.
You should just like went on a rant about like somebody breaking something, you know, and you knew it, you know, and just
like
accusing everybody.
Yeah.
Accusing somebody of touching your stuff.
Right.
You know, this always happens. This bullshit always happens.
Like, I'm not talking to anyone directly. just walking, storming around and ranting.
I invite you people into my home and this is how you treat me.
This is my house. Mine.
But it's just like mid-turkey chew looking at you. What set him off now?
Yeah, but there was nothing to report back of note. And I've watched a couple podcasts now where people are talking about their Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And some are pretty boring.
We need drama, right? If you're on a podcast and you talk about
game.
Yeah, drama helps. You know,
it really does.
If there's no bumps in the road, you know, it's really boring to talk about. Like, you know, we just had a good time.
Yeah,
it was great.
Who cares? That sounds like it sucks, and it did suck. If you're wondering. So I'm really hoping somebody argued at the Flanagan household.
No argument. No, it was fun because. My wife, I got to give it up to her for the idea that she has collected over the course of the years so many gift cards from parents who give her.
Oh, yeah.
Like her for the students.
Yeah.
So she had all these Starbucks. We don't go to Starbucks. She had all these Dunkin' Donuts. I can't even tell you the last time I was in Dunkin' Donuts.
You could sell them online.
You know what? Damn it.
Pawn shops buy them.
There you go.
But she had the bright idea that we were going to have this big game with everybody. You know, we had 12 people in the house, and the winning team, we'd split up into 6-on-6, and the winning team was going to get this stack of gift cards, and nobody knew what the gift cards were. And she even sprinkled in, there's a Target one in there. And she didn't even know what the amounts were. And so like that really makes the game different.
Yeah.
It really does. I can see the
fire.
Competitive natures come out, and like even to my mom, who was just like starting to scream at it, like, you know, that got bad answers that her boyfriend was giving and everything. And yeah, so it was fun. And but that aspect of it, like just having it to play for gift cards that we were never going to use, made for a good 2-hour block of, you know, made the time fly by.
Hmm.
Nice.
Damn, I didn't have any extra gift cards.
Yeah.
She went out and purchased
What was the game? What was the game?
Or just stolen a bunch from the pharmacy.
A Thanksgiving Family Feud that she found online.
Oh, okay.
That she printed out. She was the Richard Dawson character.
Gotcha. Wow, man.
Yeah, she inspired
runs in your
me.
Family.
Yeah, she inspired me. Good. That's what I'm taking it into our Christmas episode, which will be coming out closer to Christmas this year. Filming it kind of later in December, so it's going to drop before Christmas, but I think – on the like a couple of days before Christmas, I'm hoping.
All right.
If not on the December 24th, depending on how
Christmas miracle.
How quickly, the edit
it needs to turn around.
Done. Yeah, because it's a lot. But yeah, I'm inspired by my wife this year to do something family feudish.
We might win some gift cards, me and you.
Ah, I like that. Sweet. They'll just be to the general store. But yeah.
She gave away all the good ones. Now it's just like, the Christian store.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. no one grabbed that.
And Hammett's school supplies.
Sell them online, man.
Christmas tree shop.
Q, you went down to visit your parents.
Yeah, I was down in the village's retirement community.
Somebody had to pass away in the village's. Something happened. Drama.
It was a perfectly lovely. I went to a tree lighting ceremony. People were singing. I played my nephew was trying to – my nephew's in the Army. He's just got out of basic. He's assigned to this base in Texas where they play Magic the Gathering, that card game.
Okay.
So he tried to teach it to me. And boy, did I feel like an old befuddled fucking idiot. Yeah, it's like really –
And that's from your generation, right? Magic would have been.
Yeah, I just never got into it. Right. Like, no, I never looked down on it or anything like that, but I was just never got into it. But like he was telling me how much fun it is to play, and it is more than I thought of. It's like chess and it's weird. It's very odd. But, his young brain and knowledge just destroyed me. just destroyed me. But no fights. No fights about that. And then lovely Thanksgiving dinner. I got the apple this year because my niece wasn't there.
Yeah.
So no competition.
My God.
I know. And then the next night there was a tree lighting ceremony in one of the town squares. And they had like a big holiday festival around it with vendors selling all sorts of holiday themed gifts and spices. And
this is what you were fearing, Bri.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, that's great.
I was painting this fucking picture. Yeah. People are tuning out.
It was like.
They want to hear Pam was drunk.
Yeah. It was like America in the 50s down there, man. It's like whole – it's time to retire and go down
there. Hold on to that.
Every inch of it, they hold on to it. Yeah.
We had a pretty brisk walkthroughs at the general store for Black Friday weekend.
Yeah, yeah.
Quite a few customers stopped by. We appreciate them making the effort to get by. And Jimmy the Hair Guy.
Yeah.
Is absolutely.
Can I tell you what I heard before you said it?
Go ahead.
Why was he being taken advantage of somehow? Is he
who said that?
I don't know. I heard he's put to work.
it's self-imposed.
Yeah, he wants to, and he is just like he is the Energizer Bunny, man. Like
he embodies the spirit of Thanksgiving. If there is one,
Do you
powered by 17 Red Bulls?
Do you know how like people will sniff babies' heads because they want to get that baby energy? You ever see that when they like?
I haven't. I've done it with kittens, so I know.
They feel like it rejuvenates them. Sure. Like older people. That's what I feel like when I'm around Jimmy the Hair Guy.
Really?
His exuberance, his excitement, it's contagious. If I could bottle it and sell it, I wouldn't have to do this shit no more. I would be fucking a millionaire. I'm telling you, man. It is absolutely contagious. He saw. Because we were – like he's taking orders online from all his friends on Facebook and stuff. Okay. And I was helping him. And we're doing it in the hallway because, the big room was used for the meet and greets.
Yeah, I was watching talking. The live. I was watching the cam.
You're welcome.
Thank you again.
And when there was a gentleman came out of his office and walked by Jimmy and walked into the bathroom. And Jimmy turned around and he looked at me and whispered. He goes, "Was that Ron?" and I shook my head. Yeah, Jimmy's face was like as if he had saw like Jimi Hendrix and Morrison walk by. He was like, "Holy fuck!" Like he was absolutely blown away. Wow. And then when the yarn lady came around the corner, he goes, "Is that the yarn lady?" He was beside himself. He was just like the nervous energy just seeing the people that he'd heard about on the podcast.
Oh.
It's like it's contagious. And you just want to be around that kind of level of excitement over the most mundane shit.
So, I mean, is somebody out and somebody else in?
In terms of what?
In terms of like.
Oh, we can never pay Jimmy. Jimmy's getting paid from the post office.
Yeah.
Benefits. All that shit. Yeah. But in a world where like Jimmy didn't care about what he was getting paid.
Yeah.
Yeah. He'd be. Oof. Yeah. He would be. He might. He's the employee of the year. There's no doubt about it. He's the employee of the year.
He wasn't wearing a turkey suit. And that first turkey suit was god awful horrible.
He may as well have been, though, because like that first night, we opened it from 10 to 12 and some people came like, Jimmy is taking orders from his Facebook. People are writing into him and he's like, he's showing people what we have here and then he's doing the sending and all that stuff.
Wow.
And his girl jumped in who is at least matched, if not exceeded, his energy and focus.
Yeah, it's like, it's so foreign in TSD town.
Yeah.
Energy. It's just like, it's been gone. It's just like it dissipated years ago.
Well, he's youthful.
So get this injection of energy by these youthful TSD listeners. It's like fucking mainline and angel dust.
Wow. All right.
Yeah, I'm so jacked right now.
Yeah, I can tell. Days your eyes later, are lit up.
He's about to take 60 bullets to the chest.
Days later, I'm still like on a fucking Jimmy the Hair Guy high.
Wow. And it's not just because he works for free.
No, he's not working free. He's going to – believe me, he's going to be compensated. Okay. More in ways that are he doesn't even know about.
All those free tattoos he's been getting.
Sounds like a religion. Just work. When you die, you'll get your reward. Just go. Keep working.
Tesdiology. Jimmy's a level 8.
He's got to sell more to get to ascend to level 9.
His entire experience around here is like proving himself, whether it's at like a Chinese buffet, whether it's at the big table.
And I think what's sad is though is that he falls for it. He falls for like these – like the only people he needs to like prove himself to is me. He's already done it 10 times over. So anytime Gidim's like, you got to prove yourself, I'm like, go fuck yourself. I'm Jimmy the fucking hair guy. Yeah. Fuck nut.
Fresh hotness.
I'm fresh fish. Yeah. You're old news.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I didn't easy see infusion.
I didn't see Jimmy the hair guy gimping around at any point.
No.
He was like spry.
Nope.
Did you see how that turkey costume cut into my leg?
Yeah. The first night he did wear this inflatable turkey costume when he took it off.
I saw pictures. It looked great.
I thought he was going to have his feet amputated.
Oh, get him.
I did see a little negativity coming from Jimmy the Hair Guy, though. At one point, he got a phone call.
Oh, man. And, I don't know if you want to reveal his health history.
I do.
I don't know if he wants it, though.
I already talked to him. And he gets a phone call, and he's just like, oh, bro, fuck, that sucks. Okay, all right. And then he gets off the phone, goes right back to work, full speed ahead. Turns out Jimmy the Hair Guy had
that was a call from his doctor.
To the doctor on Wednesday and gotten some tests done.
All right.
Thursday's Thanksgiving, obviously. So in the middle of Friday, his doctor calls and tells him that he has diabetes.
Oh, my God.
And that he's going to have to change his diet and you know, no more that soda sucks. And the smoking and all that stuff. Yeah. But he has to get MVP for no other reason than like – as soon as he found out, and I could see it in his face, there's some concern, but not enough to slow down and let down daddy.
he was comforted later by Chuck.
Was he?
Yeah, yeah.
Chuck. It didn't seem comforting. Those guys, like Jimmy is definitely the punching bag out of like, if it's like Rupert, Tom, Chuck, he's the little brother.
What do you mean?
No. He is the older brother.
You guys give it to him way harder. I think it's all the pent up fucking anger because you guys are all the punch a bag for us.
I don't see them that way.
Yeah. Well, I meant
I said Jimmy is like Jimmy is like
Ming.
Jimmy is like your midget older brother who you know you just take pot shots at all the time because he's family you love him, but he gets no quarter.
But the dude was hurting, and you guys are still like fucking going, ah, fuck, I'm gonna die of an early fucking diabetic coma. And
it's Jimmy type 2.
No, I said Jimmy 2 type.
Jimmy 2 type.
Oh, man. It's brutal down below decks, huh?
Oh, yeah. There's a pecking order.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What is it?
And they're not going to like it when Jimmy ascends to fucking –
sounds like he's ascending.
Oh, yeah. They're going to be so bitter and jealous when they find out what Jimmy's got in store, what the big TSD god in the sky is going to fucking shine down on Jimmy in 2024.
Really?
Yeah.
He's going to become a baron? The hair baron?
Amongst other things, I think a baron ascension is definitely in the cards.
Okay.
But there's a whole plethora of – it's like you know when those guys kill fucking – and when they think they're going to get 40 virgins?
Yeah.
I'm going to give Jimmy 40 better things than virgins.
Okay. All right. When he dies.
No, when he dies. He yeah, when he dies. He's going to get it while he's going to get it while he's still
40 things.
40 massive things.
Wow, that's a big commitment, bro. 40's a lot. You don't want to start with like one.
Well, one of them. I'm just going to go to see Godzilla with him, the new Godzilla movie.
Oh, okay, okay, yeah, yeah. That's pretty
just
good.
Just me and him.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's just that's one of them. Right? Yeah, that's better than banging
Godzilla
a virgin.
Godzilla minus
right?
zero.
Is that better than banging a virgin?
I would. You know what? I would, at this age, I would definitely say yes.
Yeah, I think so. I don't want that responsibility. Yeah, I'd just go watch a movie.
Easier. Yeah. Jimmy could probably be convinced to give you a handy in the fucking theater anyway.
No, I got to give him the handy.
Oh yeah, that's
he's
right.
the one that he. I got to go down on him if in a right, just world. Why is he doing anything to me after what the sweat and blood that he poured out here on the general store floor.
Make sure that he doesn't eat too much candy or drink too much soda. Now you're going to have to really watch him like a real son.
Oh, yeah.
Keep an eye on him.
I told him I tried to take his cigarettes away from him. He wouldn't have it, though.
Oh, no?
Yeah.
Do you think that if we did another Vegas trip, Jimmy the hair guy would come with us? Yeah?
I think he's listening to this God. When he packed his bags at the airport already.
he just ruined his Wendy's.
All right, because get him doesn't want to go, so maybe Jimmy the hair guy will go. And
hey, I'll go to Vegas. I don't have the farm to worry about anymore. That was my big thing with the Tigers.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah.
We'll see.
But okay. Just remember, Jimmy, heavy is the crown.
What crown?
The crown that you're putting on his head.
It ain't going to be heavy.
Oh, it is.
No, it isn't.
Yeah.
Oh, God. What does that mean? Obviously, there's some bitterness and
heavy is the crown. It's a saying.
What, you were wearing a crown up at this point?
Never thought I was.
A heavy crown?
Being in Walt's favor is not as easy as it sounds. All right.
Yeah, like, I expect a certain level of competence.
This is how Hitler ran his staff, too.
Oh, yeah.
Spit them against each other. Yeah. Keep them on their toes.
Walt looks at Hitler and he's like, sloppy work, bro.
Jimmy getting texts at 3 a.m. asking him dyslexia questions.
Wow. Jeez.
I need you to come up with a game by 4 a.m.
In what I hope doesn't happen again, my mother listened to the last episode of Tell 'Em Steve Dave.
Ooh, that's never good.
No.
What did we talk about?
No, it wasn't a bad one. Okay. It was mostly his shit blowing up the and stuff like that. But she said it was funny.
She said
she was just – something happened on Amazon and it started playing. So she just listened to it.
Wow.
I was like, oh, Ma, don't do that.
There's plenty of episodes you don't want.
Yeah. I just don't do that.
I have a similar story. We were at Thanksgiving with my 100-year-old aunt and my other aunts and family. And my one aunt comes over and she's like, okay. And she brought my cousin Jenny and she's like, explain to me what a podcast is. And I go into explaining and she's like, Jenny, do you listen? She's like, oh, yeah, I listen all the time. And I'm like, oh, no.
Oh, no.
This is just, after we had the talk about, my auntie. So
she listens to this show?
Yeah. She said she did.
I don't think she does. Yeah. Though. I think she was just saying it.
All right.
Because she's like, people listen to the show. Jenny's like, oh, yeah, I listen. It's a great show.
Because you don't want your aunt to hear Jimmy the hair guy's rise above you. That would upset her.
I don't think they worry about that.
Would they feel bad for you if they knew the drubbing that you take on kind of a regular basis?
They've seen it. Like I proudly showed like the Black Friday commercial.
Mm-hmm.
But
that's not taking a drubbing.
You're dressed up as a turkey, that kind of stuff. So I don't mind showing that around.
Yeah, it's not.
That's fun stuff. Yeah, that's not calling you out for your shortcomings.
I think they're well aware of my shortcomings, having been around me for 45 years.
Mm.
Yeah. But so in addition, my cousin got two little kittens. Mm. She adopted two tuxedo brothers.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. And while we were sitting there, one just came up to me. He was playing around my feet and then just collapsed on my foot.
A little plop.
And then slowly worked his way into my lap and just passed out for like 10 minutes.
That's cool, man.
Oh,
what a great moment.
Oh, I haven't had a kitten in my lap in like years. And yeah, it was just.
I'm with you, bro.
And everyone's coming over.
I can't wait to isolate that. Oh.
It was great.
Boris is getting his balls cut off today.
Oh.
Is today the day? I was wondering if he had become a little too rambunctious. You haven't spoken about him lately.
Well, I haven't really been home. I was, it was three weeks kind of. I was in LA, then I was in Florida, then I was sick for a week. But
Yeah, no, he's doing great. He's, today's day his balls getting cut
I'm
off.
Surprised there's not some sort of natural remedy that they can do nowadays instead of lopping them off like you could.
Yeah, like they can chemically castrate, like,
yeah, you have to keep giving them stuff, though. Mm. Like, and it's better to just snip them.
Yeah, and there's still a chance that they can get cancerous. Like
testicular
the
cancer and stuff, yeah.
And, like, the uterus, the same with the females.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this guy's got big balls, too. They got to go. They gotta be. I gotta be the biggest balls in the house. I think this cat's looking at me like
you're going down.
Yeah, yeah. No, he's great cat. Great cat. Perfectly.
I got the same problem with the dog. The balls.
Yeah.
Got to get rid of them. Yeah.
How old is that dog now?
He's like 9 months.
Yeah, you gotta get those balls off, bro.
Gotta get them off right away.
Get them off before he starts coming all over things.
Oh, is that what he's gonna do?
I think so.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
I can't have that.
Showing you who's boss.
Yeah, like on my face when I'm sleeping and shit. He's like,
what are you gonna do? What are you gonna do about it?
Yeah, wash it off, I guess. Same as last night.
Roll over, go back to sleep.
Sorry, Mr. Norm. Sorry.
There was also Q. You know what a blind item is, right?
A blind item.
You're right.
What is a blind item?
Blind item is when they put something on, like, say, page 6 in the New York Post.
Okay.
And it's like, what two funny men on True TV were caught, you know, doing blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Hanging out, you know, carousing.
Sure.
Late night.
Well, why is it called a blind item?
Because you don't say who it is.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So I have a blind item from Black Friday, if you're interested.
Oh, yeah, of course.
So it's, what two former podcast co-hosts are at odds over rumored comments about one of them shitting on the con floor?
Oh.
This was in the New York Post?
Yeah.
Yeah, you ever read Page 6, the Gossip Comics?
Wow. Did
we were told with good authority
that
two former co-hosts aren't on speaking terms. And one was even blocked, if I'm not mistaken.
I didn't hear any of this. Yeah, this was all news.
Oh, you weren't there?
I wasn't there. No.
Oh, so we appreciate this blind item.
Packing boxes.
I'm making stuff up in my head.
Wow, is that true? That's
what I hear. Yeah, I don't think they've come back together yet, as far as I know.
Who told you this?
One of the parties.
Oh, so it's first source. It's not blind at all.
Well, it's blind to the people out there who don't know.
Well, I mean, is it a surprise? Are you surprised? Like,
you can only say somebody shit on the con floor so many times before they take it personally.
Well, I think people, you know, who aren't involved in the show sometimes take a drubbing on this show. And I wonder, like, how does that – like, that's not going to manifest into positive feelings.
But, Q, were you at the New York Comic Con this year? Did you
– No, I did not shit. Okay, I was nowhere near the turn.
Let's say last year or whatever year you were there.
Yeah.
And – that incident happened where someone took a dump on the con floor.
Yeah.
And I went online and tweeted. I was like, oh, shit. BQ was there. I bet you that's BQ's did that. Would you be mad at me?
No.
Would you run with it, or would you –
I'd probably run with it.
Yeah. That's –
Yeah.
Run with it, or depending on your mood, be like, I shit on the floor.
Yeah, but does that come at the end of a long string of unanswered punches in my direction?
No names.
I don't know what you mean, sir.
Yeah.
No, but like, to me, it's like he is not sleeping with the enemy per se, but like he's, you know, there's been no show of solidarity and boycotting.
Yeah.
You know? So
should apologize. Oh, sorry. BB. No. So the guy who said that should apologize.
Well, if he gives a shit, if he doesn't, then
I don't think he ever will.
Oh, well then no.
I just don't see him like ever like doing the right thing and being like, hey, you know what? I upset you. I'm sorry. It was a joke. Can we put this behind us?
Right.
You know, totally didn't realize it was going to upset you this way. And I didn't mean it for it to happen that way. Truly sorry.
He should just play that. He should just play that. That sounded great.
Well, you know what'll happen? In a couple of years, they'll look at each other from across a field, share a knowing glance, and everything will be solved.
Yeah. All right. If he doesn't care, then I guess that speaks volumes on its own.
Silence is sometimes louder than words.
It's golden.
Yeah. Yeah. But
again, I don't think you could blame the offended party for getting offended, I think.
No, there's no blame.
Yeah. Like, I understand why they've heard enough.
Yeah. If I was taking it nonstop unanswered.
Yeah.
And my friend, my quote unquote friend, right, spreading these scurrilous rumors.
Scurrilous.
Yeah.
But does anyone believe them now?
Nobody believes that the party shit on the floor.
I think it's kind of like the famous penthouse case.
But it's just such – wait, what penthouse case?
The one where Jerry Falwell. They ran an ad where Jerry Falwell talks about having sex with his mother in an outhouse.
What's parody and what's –
yeah, what's parody and what's libelous.
Sure, I 100%, but like I'm just saying, like it's not. That's just the straw. That's not the load that broke the camel's back.
Okay,
it's just the final little piece of weight that just threw it over. And honestly, the repercussions aren't even that bad. Certainly not going to be felt in this room at all. So you know, it's not a big deal. But I understand. I understand where it's coming from.
Okay,
you know. It's like Death Wish, man.
You can turn only your pick shit off for Christ's sake.
What the hell, man?
Office coach.
Jimmy, I never heard Jimmy the Hair Guy say
that. Not once. Not once.
Never.
What are the alerts even for?
Email.
Oh, my God. Every time you get an email, that thing goes off?
Certain emails.
Yeah.
Promos at fucking Wawa.
Right.
No, it's probably like my USPS informed delivery.
Okay.
Yeah. Cool. So I know there's mail sitting at the farm.
Speaking of USPS. We had some mail to deliver the other day, me and Getem, and we drove over to the post office. And it literally takes him at this point now. I'm not lying. I know what you're laughing about. It takes him about 10 minutes to get out of the car and into the post office now. It's that gotten that bad. His body is falling apart
really?
At a rapid pace.
Dude.
Everybody's smiling, but I'm not lying.
No, my foot hurts.
All the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you don't do anything about it.
Yes, I do.
What do? You put you stick a needle in it and drain it.
No, I've been soaking it. I've been soaking it. I've been trying to rest it.
So yeah. In my opinion, this has to be a wake-up call. So we're in the post office, and this elderly man opens the door for us and says, "Happy holidays." And I said, "Happy Thanksgiving." And he whips around his head super fast, and he goes, "I'm 93 years old. What do you think of that?" And I was like, wow. I go, "You're 93. I go, "You look fantastic." I said, "Like, what's the secret?" And he said, "The secret was drinking and raising hell."
Mm.
And Gideon was like, "I got one of those covered," he said, a smart ass, as always, And then we watched, we proceeded to watch this old man walk to his car as if it was like, as if he was in his 20s.
Spry.
With a step, a pep in his step with –
like he just hung out with Jimmy the Hair Guy?
Yeah. Like he spent an afternoon with Jimmy the Hair Guy.
Smelling his head.
And I turned around and I said, "Man, if this isn't a wake-up call," I go, I predict in 10 years if he doesn't change the road he's on, he will not even be able to walk. At this point, it's getting that bad.
Is he going to be one of those guys with like the ankles that swell over the socks and the shoes and everything?
You've seen those guys, man.
Yeah.
And you're on the road to that.
Bob down with water, all water.
What do you mean? You just shake your head like, "No, that's not the case." How can you deny it at this point?
What?
Your body's falling apart at a rapid decline.
My body's not falling apart at a rapid decline.
Everything has a lump on it.
Except the wrist. One place it should be.
Right? I mean, it's just deteriorating, and you won't stop or start to do the things you should be doing, though. Last night, you were eating peppers you shouldn't be eating.
Well, not that I'm eating peppers. I ate peppers that were a little too hot for me to eat. So
peppers you shouldn't have been eating.
No,
now you're like, "I'm paying for it. I can't move."
I didn't say that. It's just my stomach bothering
me. Ask Jimmy the Hair Guy to do it. Whatever it is.
Ah, fucking damn, man. No, my father makes hot peppers for like the holidays and for my aunt, my 100-year-old aunt. And he just makes them hotter and hotter and hotter. Just got to get a rise out of her. And they sent them home with me instead of
him. What a loving relationship that is.
I know. That's a passive-aggressive shit right
there. No, she likes it hot.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah.
She can handle it?
Yeah, Auntie likes it hot at 100 years old.
But at a certain point, though, we've tried. We've put the carrot on the stick.
You've 5 years ago,
we'll give you $1,000 if you lose
this.
It was
like $5,000.
It was $5,000 if you lost 100 pounds.
Yeah.
You have tried and tried and tried. At this point, if I'm like, Q, I've given up. You really can't hold it against me, right? I can no longer like try to coerce or try to somehow figure a way to motivate. It's over.
Tough love?
Tough love. I mean, it's no love.
No love at all. It's gone.
It's all going towards Jimmy the Hair Guy now. Wow. He's my number one.
Jimmy Two-Tight.
He needs the support now with his new – that's the question, though. Will he change his ways
under your guidance? Absolutely. It's not going to be my guidance. I think the man is smart enough.
Right.
He doesn't have a 148 IQ, but he's smart enough to know he wants to live.
Yeah. And what he's doing isn't contributing to that.
And there's some people in the room that think they're so smart that they can even fucking outsmart death.
Wow.
That's pretty
good. You need more than 148 to outsmart death, man. So Jimmy the Hair Guy is like, he's like a Cliff Clavin. He's like a mail delivery purser.
He works in the mail industry, but he is not a carrier.
Okay.
And I wouldn't say he has the disposition of a Cliff Clavin. He doesn't have all the facts. He's more of a like a Woody.
Oh, okay.
Like a bright-eyed, bushy-tailed, dopey. Yeah, like just eager to please.
He came off the farm.
An innocent.
Yeah.
An innocent who goes to Juggalo events and eats dirty ass. Yeah. You can call that an innocent. Covered from head to toe in tattoos. He's just an innocent babe in the woods.
That's Jimmy's LinkedIn profile.
I did an RV. It's way better I did it in an RV.
Oh, man. Yeah, I don't know, Walt. I mean, I don't think you're going to be able to stop because at the end of the day, he's our friend. And it's hard to watch your friend.
It's been years, though.
I know. And you see him.
You've
got
to take over now. I'm passing the baton to you.
My only solution to anything is to throw money at it, and it didn't work.
Well, now you got to find a different angle in if you care.
How much does Q care?
Do you have an extra? I know you have an extra room.
I'm showing it. I can't show it anymore.
Take him in just for a 1 year.
Like a boot camp?
Yeah. Have him live with you.
Yeah.
Train with you.
Yeah.
Take him to work with you as your assistant.
Well, I won't do any of that. But, but I mean, you know, I got my guy Steve that I work with like sporadically. Great guy, though. Great trainer. I would pay for get him to work with him. Even he could even do it digitally over Zoom. So he could just do it right here. And a couple of times a week, just get together.
He won't do it, though. He won't do it. You need to be on his balls like a drill sergeant.
I can't be on it. I don't want kids. There's a reason I never had kids. I don't want to ride anybody's fucking balls about anything. Like,
but this is for a good cause, though. This is to keep him around.
Yeah, but like he could take what I'm offering. He could. It's on him. He could take what I'm offering.
He could, but he hasn't in the past, and I don't see any reason to believe he will in the future.
Well, what do you say, Gennam? You think you want to try working with Transformation Fitness, my boy Steve?
Well, what would be my goal?
Well, to get healthy, to
be able to
lose
walk.
Weight, get limber, you know?
Get on a good diet. Don't stop drinking every night into a stupor.
There's that look on his face that he gets every time he fucking like, doesn't want to do something.
Yeah, he doesn't want to do it.
He gets that faraway look on his face, and you know that he's not doing it.
No.
Which is why he's not going to Vegas.
Which is why I was like, you know, I got to wash my hands at a certain point. I put all the time in that I can. Mm-hmm. And I just – he's just got to live his life the way he sees fit.
I can see if Steve –
I can't feel any guilt.
What if I brought Steve in here one day? And we tried to have like an intervention. He could ask him about his habits, ask him about his health habits, and assess the situation. Maybe he could even give him hints.
Is he a psychologist?
No, he's a personal trainer.
I don't know. You really think? I think we need somebody who has a psychological background. I think
somebody who can trick him into it, like put some kind of spell on him.
I don't have anybody in the world. I mean, usually that is for me has always been like a hot woman.
Right. He's not even motivated by that.
Yeah, he's not motivated. He just says he's married and won't do anything. Yeah. So I don't want to say you're washing your hands.
I think you got to just let live and let live, man. You just got to let him go on down the path he's on.
Where's this all going to end up? Let's forecast the future. Where's all going to end up?
Bedridden.
We say the podcast is never going to end, but let's just say, just for the sake of this conversation, 5 years. It ends in 5 years from now, right?
In terms of what?
Just
We're no longer.
Build this world. We're not recording anymore. Okay. We're kind of like, he's moving down here. I'm moving to the villages, whatever. Like, whatever. For whatever reason, 5 years. What happens to get him? Like, if we were to shut down today, if Tell Him Steve Dave today was like, folks, it's our last episode. It's been a great ride. Thank you so much. We out.
I think he'd find some sort of security job, but I don't know if he would be hired in the physical condition he's in right now. He thinks he's still spry. He thinks he's still capable of doing normal everyday work.
I can't
work.
Get him.
Yeah.
He's not, though. I watch him. I watch him, and it's just – it's pathetic. Yet we had to walk down to the landlord the other day. And he's yelling and complaining at me that I'm walking too fast and I'm just walking my normal walk. True?
I love that both of you have to go.
Yeah.
Well, I'm the goodwill. I'm the goodwill. People like me.
She likes him for some reason. I was going to ask her a question. She said no to him, but I wanted him there as well for moral support.
Like maybe it'd be harder to say no if I was there.
But well, I guess like it's not even just like – all right, the show ends. Like, are you still talking to him every day?
You know, if I'm not keeping up with it, yeah. No, I think he would just latch on to some other person.
Wow.
At his new job or his new existence, and they would be become his sounding board.
Wow, what do you think?
Get him in 5 years, or
well,
get him
if
today.
The end
get
of the
him
show today.
Today.
Yeah,
get him today. I agree with Walt. I think some sort of job in the security industry, since he has that going for him. But once they took a look at him and they're like, it can't take you 10 minutes to get out of the golf cart. I expect a potential disability.
Oh, just, on the dole.
Yeah.
Well,
he's happy. He's kind of a little smile about that.
Yeah,
he likes that. The dole. I always dreamed about being on the dole.
Yeah.
That's the dream.
He's almost at the age.
The dole dream. Had it for years.
Someone say he's on the dole now.
Oh, fuck yeah. I mean, if you guys really saw the amount of TV he does to get paid for it that he watches, yeah, you guys are like, he's on the dole.
I'd be jealous.
You beat the system.
Yeah. I don't know. Get him. What's your first move? We're wrapped up. We're done. What's the first move?
I wonder if I qualify for unemployment.
Sure.
Oh, okay. Unemployment.
Are
for
you
six
paying
months.
Any? Are you paying any of the taxes of any of the money we give you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
They won't cash my checks for some reason. The IRS, but I send it to them.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So.
So all right. So that's 6 months.
But I still have my SORA. So yeah, I'd probably go for an insurance. A security job.
Who do you stay in touch with from the show? Are you trying to stay in touch with Walt?
I will try to stay in touch with everyone as much as they try to stay in touch with me.
Okay. See, a little caveat, yeah, though.
Right. No, because some people don't respond to my texts right away.
Q. Right.
Who? Oh, OQ.
Yeah.
Hey, join the club.
Join the club.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, I know this motherfucker saw this. I know
it says red.
The way he looks at his phone when he's recording TSD.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that guy looks at his phone constantly. Yeah.
Yes.
He's got that same look at him having. We're like, we talked about bringing Steve into the room.
Sometimes it's scheduling questions, and I'm like, all right, I got to figure this out.
No, definitely, yeah. Try to get another security job.
Look,
because like I said,
today. My brother texted me on Tuesday. What's today? Thursday. I answered him today.
All right.
So what's the problem?
So everybody gets this.
Yeah.
Treatment.
It's like, what is the issue here?
I do notice. If it's non Tell Him Steve Dave related, definitely answers faster. Like if we're just like shooting the shit about something.
Right.
Yeah. So I'll buy your schedule.
It's because you know, it's then you got to look into it. And then it's like, you know, it takes a little bit more to it. But like, also, why do we
face.
Live in an age where everybody's got to talk to each other immediately? Like remember the old days?
Yeah.
I just came from
Send
the villages, man. Where they fucking remember how things were. Where they remember how awesome it was. Well, you weren't connected to everybody by this umbilical cord at all times. Everybody making demands on you
it's
all
a new
day.
New Q.
Yeah.
I somehow was born long before he went down to the villages and discovered this.
But I feel Walt and I would continue to carry on because he would have like technical questions. He would be
– I don't know if I would because I'm no longer podcasting. I don't need any real help with issues I may have because now I'm retired.
How do I stop my cable box from talking to me? Please.
He could Google
maybe.
It.
Maybe, but there's no guarantees. We may drift apart and never talk to each other ever again if this podcast were to end. It's possible. It could happen.
Okay.
I mean, there's people that I thought I would never fall away from and not talk to. And history and reality is, yeah, it happens.
Top five.
Top five.
Top five.
Yeah. I think we would run into each other at the flea market.
We've never run into each other anywhere but here.
I used to see you at the flea market, but I was too scared to approach you.
Holy shit, really?
I told you this.
You're in awe of me?
I've told you this.
No, I've never heard this. That's so adorable.
It's Walt.
It's the first time I saw his wife.
Wow, this is adorable that you were starstruck.
Yeah.
What happened?
What do you mean?
You're not so Star Trek now that you tell me no constantly when I ask you to do something. You're an employee.
Who doesn't say no?
Motherfucker. What happened to that bushy-tailed, you know, innocent
kid? Well, I was avoiding you then. I'm still avoiding you now, apparently. So, yeah, I was in the Army-Navy store, and you walked by. I'm like, oh.
You didn't have the balls to come over and say hello?
You were walking. And then, you know.
And I couldn't.
And I can't.
I ducked behind the counter.
Oh,
really?
Man.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's something, you know, if you care about something, there's a point if you become an invalid. Yeah, we will not see each other very often. Maybe at first when you're bedridden and I may come over and be like, because I feel sorry for you. But slowly, though, those visits will become less and less frequent till eventually it just become texts to like holiday text. To no text.
Oh, well, I think if I get on the Dole, I'll get one of those like electric scooters, and I can just putt around the.
You won't. The scooter market. Will not take you here. It won't take you to my house. You know you'll become.
There's an elevator here.
You'll become a shut in.
There's an elevator here.
Why is all this so much easier than just fucking losing weight?
Eating properly.
I can get a scooter. Your ankles won't make it through the elevator doors. I don't care.
It's got an LED sign on it.
Oh, man.
Is there an ad to read or something?
And then one day, like even further down the line, like somebody sends out like a tweet or whatever, social media at the time, and like it's Kidum's obituary. It's like, guys, did you know that?
Yeah. Holy shit.
That's terrible.
I didn't know. I had no idea.
We're going to go, right?
When's the last time you talked to him?
Yeah, when's the last time you talked to him? Fuck, I don't even know.
Not since the last day we stopped recording. He texted me a few times, but I never answered. Do we go to a wake? We got to go to the wake, right?
Oh, definitely.
Do we do like a special episode of Tell Him Steve Dave?
You'd understand it if I wore track pants, right?
Yeah. I would.
When is it? Oh, it's tonight?
Yeah, Q, get him died. His wake is tomorrow. Can you make it? 3 days later, he finally answers.
Sorry, guys. I was
new phone. Who is?
I had to go perform on stage with Brett Michaels. Yeah.
You tell me what you'd rather do. Don't hate the player.
It was a WWE event.
Don't hate me even doing what you would do in my situation. what a sad wake.
Much to your benefit, Kidum, there is an ad read. One ad read today. Yep. And we're talking about something that we all love, Raycon.
Oh, Raycons. Yes. They are the best.
Raycon in my bag right now. These are products that help you find some peace during this hectic time of year, from earbuds that let you take premium audio wherever you go to power tech products to make sure you never run out of charge. Raycon is here to make your everyday routine that much better this holiday season. You've heard us talk about those Raycons before. I mean, look. I couldn't sleep without them. I have that tinnitus or tinnitus or however you pronounce it, that high pitch ringing in my ears all the time. So I pop in my Raycons. I get a little white noise going on.
Yeah.
I accidentally put on some brown noise the other day. Woke up in a mess in the bed.
You pooped.
Oh, yeah, it was gross.
Brown noise.
I was like, why can't I do this?
A little brown noise. Yep. Raycon first made a name for themselves in audio space with products like their everyday earbuds. But this year, they have expanded their entire business with the introduction of Raycon PowerTech and Raycon Home. They have a magic 180 charging cable that provides hyperspeed charging to iOS, micro USB, and Type-C devices, and it rotates 180 degrees. And they also are now selling, Walt, you'll be interested in this, a faucet filter. I know you're drinking a lot of water recently.
Not out of the faucet.
Right. This is
but
why.
Now I will.
Because you don't have one of these. I got to get some of these for us.
And you can get one for Jimmy because Jimmy's got to cut down on the soda now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Removes 99.9% of all contaminants, bacteria, and chemicals in your sink water. Now, Raycon is known for delivering high quality and thoughtful features at half the price of other premium tech brands. And it's no wonder their products have racked up tens of thousands of 5-star reviews. And Raycon has an easy and free return guarantee, and they offer free shipping and buy now, pay later options. So hurry now to buyraycon.com/TESD to get 15% off your entire Raycon order. Perfect for last-minute gifts or to ring in the new year. That's buyraycon.com/TESD to get 15% off Raycon products. That's buyraycon.com/TESD. So that is Raycon.
Nice.
And a quick thank you to everybody who signed up to Mary Beth's OnlyFans. It was a turnout that I did not expect.
Really?
A lot of people. Yeah, they're having a good time over there.
Oh, good, man.
Bawdy. A bawdy time. So if you want to sign up, go to at Mary Beth Rosie, MaryBethRosie, and join the fun.
Nice. And then I wanted to mention the cruise. We still have like a few cabins left. So, you know, Christmas holidays coming up. You know, by yourself.
What's the date of that cruise?
January 22nd. January 22nd out of Miami. It departs. Florida. Departs out of Miami, comes back, leaves that Monday, comes back that Friday. Ming Chan will be on the boat.
Oh, I hear Troy's going to be on the boat.
Troy's going to be on the boat. Wish Jimmy the Hair Guy was coming now.
Well, that could be one of the 40 things that if you can give him, gift him a cabin.
All right. Okay, let's see if Jimmy the Hair Guy can make it.
Oh my God, he would make it. I think if you had a cabin for him, he would be there.
Cause then it's, you know, the more Tell Him Steve Dave town residents we pile on it, the more it becomes like, you know,
yeah,
like a Tell Him
and
Steve
this guy, I mean, in essence, you know, he earned it, you know, your business he was helping out.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
You're right. All right.
Look, yeah, if anybody earned a cruise that day, it was Jimmy.
How realistic is this? Because right now he's probably swallowing his tongue.
Well, cabin I can get him. If the airfare, if he wants to.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Jimmy, get in touch with me. I'll put you in touch with Q's peeps.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Well, I mean,
just heard it.
So and there was, you know, there was people speculating though that, like, you know, that Jimmy was stupid.
Stupid
for
paying $2,000 for my hair.
Well, and also do it like somehow, you know, coming in and like taking on this task that nobody asked him to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I've heard some things I didn't like. I overheard some things I didn't like. Some things that made me a little slightly annoyed that he was a dope and an idiot for doing it.
What sort of things? Now, like where?
Just
I think I know who you're talking about.
And now he's possibly going on a cruise.
Yeah?
With BQ.
So who's the fucking idiot
gonna
now?
He's going to be a cabin mate with BQ.
He's going to be right there next to me in the bed every night.
Now who's stupid?
Yeah, you're right. You're dead right. Yeah.
Right? This is what happens when you're touched by TSD. Fuck angels. You'd rather be touched by TSD.
Angels don't get shit done.
Nope.
TSD?
You get shit done.
You can get a cruise. You don't know. One day you're not on a cruise. The next day you're on a cruise.
Yeah, all right.
You want me to say Tom C. Dave?
No, not yet.
Oh, okay. You're looking at me with a weird face.
No, I think it's funny what you're saying. I did have a question here because I watch all these murder porn shows and like one of them is like people that go, they disappear, you know. Suddenly a member of your family is just gone. And one of my questions was, and now that I see that Gidim has sunk so low in terms of like – You feel you're feeling that you could help him that I don't even know if he would look at all because I was like if Gidim went missing, how long would you look for him? Now I'm talking about the kind of missing where like you show up, the office is open, his keys and his cell phones, his fucking 10 cell phones are in his car.
Did I never tell you what when he did went missing? What I did?
No. He went missing?
Did I not tell you this?
No.
I think it's been brought up before. But
I think I may have told it on another podcast where BQ and Bri weren't on.
Oh, okay.
Well, what happened?
So back when we had the general store in Red Bank.
Yeah.
At the new stash. One morning I showed up and he wasn't there. And hours went by and, you know, we departed the night before and he was like, I'll see you tomorrow. And I'll see you tomorrow. And he just wasn't there. And so as I got worried and worried, more worried. And so I drove over to where the cellar he lives in. And I was looking at the ground level windows, trying to see if I could see his carcass.
Past the cobwebs and stuff.
You know, on the ground or something like me. Because I figured like if he passed out or he's unconscious, no one's even going to know.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to get a peek in the windows. And I'm looking around and I called Jeff. And I was like, look, I'm really worried. What should I do? Should I knock on the door and because I don't think there's no cars here.
Yeah.
Should I walk into this lady's house and see if he's on the ground? And Jeff was like.
Because you know she doesn't lock the doors.
I know she doesn't lock the doors. And I knew I could walk in and go down to the basement and see if he's down there. And I wanted to ask somebody if I should do this or not because it could go real south real bad.
Yeah.
I mean, let's say she was in there and she shot me or something.
Sure.
So Jeff goes. What if he is on the floor? He goes, what are you going to do? What can you do though? You know, it's probably too late. So I wouldn't walk in there. I would just call an ambulance or call the cops, do a welfare check.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, that's probably the smarter move. I said, like, oh, I don't know. I feel like I'm overreacting. I'm in a tizzy because I'm really worried. And I'm driving around. I drive into all the places where I think he might be.
Wow.
And
library.
Yeah, because he would go to the library in the parking lot just to latch onto the free Wi-Fi.
Yeah, it's so funny because when you said library, my first thought was like, oh, that's cool. Get him to read it.
Yeah, he's reading. Yeah. I was on his phone. I was reading Reddit. Yeah.
I should have known.
So I'm going all over the place. I'm spending hours of my day looking for him and his haunts. And I go back to the parking lot. I park my car. I'm all fucking worried. And he pulls in with this big dopey grin on his face. And I was like, I just start berating him. Where the fuck were you? I go, why didn't you tell me you weren't going to be here? You told me you were going to be here today and you weren't here. And where were you? I can't remember.
They were having a big race over at the racetrack. And so I brought my scanner over and it's got something called close call technology where it'll pick up close signals. And I figured they're having a big event, so they must have all their radios going. So I just sat in one of the parking lots and scanned for about, 45 minutes to an hour to copy down the frequencies.
Why?
So I could have them and program them into my scanner.
Again, why?
So that I could listen in.
Why?
Because I was, I'd like to know what's going on. I'd like to know what the same reason I listen to, the EMT scanner and all the other stuff, so I could hear what's going on over at the racetrack.
So to answer your question, though, all kidding aside, yeah, I probably would start an immediate search party.
Mm-hmm.
The racetrack had a similar story.
I'd rally the Rons. I'd rally anybody in Airport Plaza that I can get a posse up.
Don't you always think, though, like once you go past his usual haunts, you're like, well, what do I do now? Like, why did he leave this shit behind? Like, where could he pop? Like, he's not the kind of guy that they're going to take for sex trafficking. Right.
Why not?
Well, there are probably some bears out there that would probably be into him.
Could be, but it's just like such a chore to drag him away to like get him in the van and all that shit. I mean, can you imagine?
They could lure me.
They lure you in there with a new frequency on, on your radio.
Is that Oceanport Police right here?
But it was so funny because Jeff was ride my balls about it all the time. He'd be like, My son's dead. You're like, you're fucking bothering me at work. I'm working and you're fucking calling me three or four times in an hour going, get him still not. I can't find get him
he
still.
Said this while get him was still missing?
Yeah. He's right. Like he was not worried whatsoever. Yeah. I was in a tizzy.
Yeah. Right. One time when I was still working at the track, I was just starting to work at the at 35 Broad Street. And we had some event and I was down at the Shore House with a bunch of aunts and I got really, really, really drunk and my phone died. Mm-hmm. By the time I woke up, it was like – I'm supposed to be at work at 5. By the time I woke up, it was like 11. So I just made it to the store on time and I plugged my phone in and charge it and I get text messages from my neighbor like the cops are at your house.
Oof.
And so I get home – I get back to the farm and there's a – it's a card from a cop in the back says, this is not a courtesy card. And when I flip it over, it says, call ASAP. So my job since – even though they hated me, they're like, he's not here and he's never the one to not show up.
Yeah,
they called the cops out to my house to investigate and do a wellness check.
Yeah, he's not one to break his routine. So when a routine is broken, it's alarming. And again, it's like it goes back to your health though. If I told you tomorrow that like he – succumb to fucking one of his many growths.
Yeah.
Last night.
Yeah.
Would you be shocked at this point? He's of an age where it can happen now at any time now if he doesn't start changing his routines.
It has. It has happened. I've known people who have died who've been healthier than him.
Yes.
You're like, holy fuck, they just had a defective heart. And you don't.
Your neighbor.
You don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be fucked up.
He's got his. I don't know. You can't force him to do it, though. You can't goad him. You can't shame him. You can't. He's just got to do it on his own. It's just like.
Well, he's also not at an age where he can just shake it off either. It's like it would take real work now to get back to where you need to be in order to be healthy. And that includes like the eating part of it. You can't go to the the Chinese buffet and eat fucking you wouldn't earn your place there anymore. If you were eating right, you wouldn't by your own rules, you wouldn't be allowed there.
I could think I could still, you know, even when I was at my thinnest, I could still pack it away if need be.
Yeah, you were fucking 20 years old.
These days have gone.
I'm not doubting your ability to eat it.
No one's doubting that.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about, is the eating it, yeah.
Yeah. All right. We're getting up there, yeah. Get them.
Yeah, man.
All of a certain age, get them. You're not a spring chicken anymore. You're not a little boy.
Yeah, it's just a matter of blue chew, bro.
Real quickly, is it right to use our influence to sway an election? That's the question here.
What level election?
Let's say a friend of ours, his wife is a very accomplished baker.
Oh.
And she's in a baking contest.
So you want to stack the deck?
A little bit.
Is it an online?
It's an online thing.
So how is that really gauging someone's ability to cook? Because no one's even tasting the
wares. I don't know.
The wares.
I'm not exactly sure. I think it's just like visually, like how it looks.
Oh, okay.
Because Troy's wife, Meryl, is a baker.
You know what?
And
yeah.
She does amazing. I'm not just saying this. The shit she makes, I'm like, why are you not like a – I guess she is a pro, but why are you just baking out of your kitchen? Why don't you have like a buddy style – bakery.
I would be all for it. If we can sway an election,
a
level of, you know, a bakery level election, then if we can
sway that
one, who knows what, you know, what else can we sway then?
Okay. Mm. I like it. I love it.
My first thought was like, I don't really want to do it because I feel bad for the other people in the contest, but if it's Meryl, I'm in.
Right. It's Meryl. It's based on visuals.
Yeah.
So all you have to do is go to Tell 'Em Steve Dave on X, which used to be Twitter, and I will have pinned the link up there. So you can – it's that simple. You can just go there and
nice.
And do that.
And she probably would have won anyway.
She probably was going to win
anyway.
Because
I've seen some of her stuff. Yeah, pretty great.
It's pretty amazing shit.
Looks delicious.
So I think that – I mean, I got a whole bunch more for this week, but we are in a time crunch, aren't we, Walt?
Yeah, we got
– we got stuff to do. We got shit to do. So sorry for the abbreviated, abridged episode this week, but hey, it's better than nothing.
Tell 'em, Steve Dave.